Hello people, welcome to A Place For My Head. My name is Shaurya and I make videos and podcasts to make people laugh and to discuss important issues that cripple the beautiful, beautiful population of our world. Hope you'll tag along with me on this journey and we'll make something out of it. Let's get started. So today I want to actually discuss about how COVID-19 has affected us personally, professionally, economically, socially, and most of all mentally. January hadn't been so bad, but come February, people were scrambling around to reach their homes. While some were trying to study for exams while the pandemic started destroying the world, this is not the Spanish flu. If anything, this is the dad of Spanish flu. I know that the Spanish flu killed tens of millions, but that does not mean COVID will not. We have seen a lot of damage already. This has affected many of us mentally. Some of us are tired of sitting at home, while others don't have a single meal to eat. What happened in the US, Italy, and Spain was not unexpected, but it was heart-wrenching. I am not sure how 7 billion people will be saved from this. People are losing their jobs, others aren't getting them. The Dalgona coffee craze is on, and I totally appreciate that people are trying to do something or the other with their time. Personally, I am a music enthusiast, but I'm not at home at the moment, so I don't have my guitar. So all I can do is listen to songs and play games and do something creative with my time. Inherently, we all are creative by default, but oftentimes we fail to realize what exactly we are good at. This affects our mental health because we fall into a tunnel that we can't really get out of. Trust me, it is utmost important to crawl out of this tunnel, this trench you dug for yourself, because this can't be the grave you fall into. Look back and think of all the times you defeated the darkness. And although I understand that this new darkness is something that we can collectively face with friends and family, still, I know that quite a lot of us are far from home and we are in search of something to do while the lockdown consumes us. Trust me, I've been there and done that. If you are facing it today, then there exists someone who might have faced it the last month. This battle can't be lost because it is essential that you maintain mental health to tackle what's about to come. And this might come as bad news to you, but it's true that the way we have been leading our lives for decades will definitely change. It will change so drastically that you will be left confused as to why this happened. It's okay. It's really okay if you just survive this. There is no rule that you have to be productive in a period where the whole world is in a lockdown. This is not a startup opportunity. This is not survival of the fittest either. Eat well and maintain your immunity. Watch news and be updated. But at the same time, don't let the worry consume you. Watch a movie, sit with mom and dad and play a board game. Bring back the old times. Use this time to make connections, talk to people, and just for a few months, try to ease the struggle. It's not easy to hustle while uncertainty consumes your mind. Sure, be open to challenges. Try to learn a new language, a new tool, a new recipe, or a new musical instrument. But, if you are unable to do any of that, don't feel low, because really it's all good until you keep yourself occupied by doing something, whether it is active or passive. Your life is at priority at the moment, so try to stay safe and be hopeful that soon the world will be back on its feet. You will bathe in sunshine again and you will feel the grass again. That's it. I just hope you guys like this podcast. Hit that like button and subscribe to my channel for more amazing content. I will see you in the next one. Take care.